Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor recap podcast, hosted by male and racial best friend duo. This just came across my desk, AB. Breaking news.
Breaking?
Pull this out here. By decree of Room and AB, this is officially Refer a Friend Month. February's Refer a Friend
Month. Wow. Wow.
Pretty exciting. Always a fun month. Once
a
year.
I love that month. One of my favorite months. One of my favorite months.
If you would like to enter into Refer a Friend Month contest, the winners of which are randomly chosen and receive stickers, and I believe, depending on how flush the coffers are, perhaps even a t-shirt, perhaps a grand prize winner.
You're saying there t-shirt. May be a grand prize?
Yeah, like when you get the, I don't want to date myself, but when you throw the, when the four-year-old throws the ping pong ball in the last cup, and Bozo, and Bozo's like a crisp $1,000 bill. Those things were crisp. Those bills were always crisp on Bozo. I don't know if you kids remember that, but they were. WGN had the press going out back. Anyway.
Wow.
How do you enter? Wow. Oh, you gotta, if you want to
enter. Yeah, what do you do? What do you do?
If you tag us in a story on Instagram.
Oh, stories.
Although private folks with private Instagrams, we won't see that. So alternatively, you can tag a friend in the comments of any one of our posts for this month on Instagram. You're entered to win.
Wow.
You get double entries if you tag Reality Von Tees, too. For those folks that know what that is. Any questions, AB?
No, just people kind of forget that referring people means a lot. People forget about that. I forget.
That is so true. It's the lifeblood of this show.
It's what makes us go.
That's fact. I'm not nothing funny to say. That is the most important thing you can do is what we just outlined. Tag Reality Von Tees in a comment. Okay, anything else before we get started?
No, all of February. I'm amped up now.
Yeah. Shortest month of the year. Don't want to overshadow Black History Month, but it is, it's right in the middle of this season, but we have, unfortunately.
But we have.
I had no choice. Like Sydney, I had no choice but to do this.
You had no choice.
There was no other option.
There had no option. But
could
to
not
do
sit
this.
Back. Okay, everything's going well to start the episode. Everyone likes Joey.
Yeah, we all like Joey.
No drama to speak of. No conflict. Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Group date card. Edwina, Kelsey A, Lexi, Allison, Medina, Krissa, Leia, Sydney, Maria. So looking for Mrs. Wright. Old heads may remember the Mr. Wright pageant on Hannah Brown's season.
I remember.
Won by Luke P.
Mm-hmm.
But more memorable for Jed's guitar performance. Before he admitted that's the only reason he was on the show, was to get music fans.
Of course. We sniffed him out with the quickness right then and there.
Original song. You'll recall
original Wright? Song.
Really good.
It's really good.
You know, Maria pulled off an indoor leg wrap hug on a group date, which may be a first.
I don't remember running and jumping into someone's arms indoors. I can't, let alone on a group date. I've never seen that before. No. Mm. Yeah.
That move is reserved for late season second one-on-one dates. And by that point in the season, you're in a tropical locale.
Mm-hmm. And it's not on group dates.
Never.
You
on
don't
a
do
group
a
date.
Leg wrap on a group date. That's insanity.
Maria has not had a one-on-one date.
He has to peel you off of him and then hug other people. All right.
There's 10 other people behind you.
It's crazy. What if they all lined up for leg wraps? They formed a nice even line 10 feet behind or in front of him, and they all run and jump. Then they step to the side. The next one runs and jumps. Like
for some reason, I'm thinking about the presidential fitness test when you had to line up and do the get on the do a pull-up, and I couldn't do a pull-up.
All right, go run up there and jump on the pull-up bar.
And then I just hung there. Anyway, I noted that because I was appalled. And you could make the argument that is more a greater violation of group date code than the public kissing that's been taking place on group dates this season. Leg wraps are intimate.
Not only that, I agree wholeheartedly. Mm. That is worse than a kiss on a date, on a group date. Not only that, Maria found herself in some hot water later. Up to you, we'll discuss later on if it was valid, but if I was going to bring up things Maria's done that has wronged the group, this would be at the forefront, and people don't seem to care.
I would have gasped audibly. If I were in the back of the group, I'd have gone, little early, Maria. Anyway, the Asking Crew. Who could have predicted the Asking Crew being the most enduring brand to emerge from this franchise?
It's a brand.
Maybe ever.
It's a good brand. I would buy an Asking t-shirt. I will say that.
I'm
with
sure
all
they're
their
selling
faces,
them.
With all their faces on it.
April, Susan, Kathy, and Nancy from The Golden Bachelorette.
Just a reminder, Kathy tried to ruin the Golden Wedding with her commentary and hosting. Just a reminder, a friendly reminder of what
she did.
I didn't mind it.
I thought you were going to say she tried to ruin the season.
Well, she tried that.
You were talking about bullying. She was telling Teresa, the future winner,
to shut the fuck up.
Zip it. Zip it, you fucking Ayana. Anyway, the Mrs. Wright pageant includes lazy Sunday wear, question and answer section, and a talent show. Mm-hmm. What'd you think of this date?
I liked it.
Solid.
You won't find me hating on a pageant style date. No, you just won't find that. I always find them interesting. There's always stuff that comes from
them. There's always some fun gags, some fun activities.
Absolutely.
Questionable judging.
Mm-hmm.
Par for the course.
Very questionable. Yeah.
There were some jokey questions in there, some jokey music, but when it came time for Lexi to answer...
A sweet answer.
I don't know if you're interested in sincerity.
I am. I am, and she had it in spades.
In spades. Heart in spades, if you will.
It was beautiful. It was truly beautiful. We're at raunchy questions.
Oh, my goodness.
Ugh. And then Lexi, for some reason, gets teed up with a sincere question, and she knocks it out of the park.
I don't remember the question or the answer.
I don't
remember
either.
The feeling
I
gave me.
I remember the feeling I had, yes. Really sweet answer.
In the talent portion, we had some interesting performances as well. Edwina
this
chose to sing, despite the fact that she said, I'm not a singer.
I wrote here, Edwina kind of lights up rooms that she's in, Rem. Just something I noticed.
With her voice?
No, not her voice, just her personality. Her voice was bad, but she said it was bad, so I wasn't expecting it to be good.
It was met with raucous applause, borderline standing ovation.
Yeah.
I tell you what, in the old days, this show's gone soft. In the old days, there'd have been some boo birds out in the crowd. Sydney, the pageant participant, she has a history with pageants. I believe she competed in the Miss USA Teen Massachusetts Junior Worlds subdivision. Legends and Leaders. There's a lot of qualifiers. But she was all excited to bring the house down with her.
Super
cheer.
Confident. When someone is super confident in one of these situations, you know they're going to bomb. Okay, so I was very excited for Sydney.
Conspiracy court. She did a cheerleading cheer to crickets.
Crickets.
Now, conspiracy corner. They're pumping in applause and things of that nature. I think they cut the applause because after she was still confident, after that tepid reaction, which was presented as by far the worst reaction. She sits down. She's like, wrap it up. She was confident still.
So you're saying you're suggesting
they're making Sydney to look, you know.
See, I think I took it as Sydney was overly confident, and then everyone saw it and was like, eh. I mean, because obviously it wasn't the worst thing that happened there. There was someone that played a trumpet that doesn't know how to play a trumpet. Like, yeah. That's obviously the worst thing that's being done. One person bounced a ball like it was a soccer ball. They didn't have a soccer ball, but she was bouncing it on her knees like a soccer ball. Obviously way worse. Mm-hmm. But I think it was the issue of her hyping herself up, and that's what turned people off. And then when they saw it, they were like, well, this wasn't that good.
Cheering too is everyone be quiet so she can cheer, whereas the other talents where everyone can make noise during it. So it was just
absolutely. If the response from the crowd was what it seemed to be provided by the show, it was humiliating. No getting around that. Getting around that. And I would argue this may have been her origin story of spiraling out of control on the season and realizing she has no chance.
I have a theory about Sydney that I've never truly believed before.
Well, we share those type of stories, those type of theories all the time.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever really believed what I'm going to claim about Sydney.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
It's not that crazy. It's just like, I think I believe it. Anyways, Lexi's talent should have been blurred. This makeup was too hot for makeup, TV at the early makeup. Hour. My goodness.
Yeah. It was the 7 o'clock hour. You can't be, you can't have that level of tongue this early in the night. Period. Okay.
Yeah, let me
turn the lights off.
My goodness.
Match was on.
Do you have an opinion about this?
It's a good move. Good move. You don't have a talent? Do this. Do this. Why wouldn't you?
Hell yeah. Because I was a big, like, can't believe Rachel and Joey are kissing last week on the group date. But this, to me, was a little different.
This
because
is different.
It was a gimmick within the framework of the competition.
This is fair game. This is, if you pull out the Bachelor and Bachelorette rule book, Golden Bachelor, now Bachelor, Bachelorette, Golden Bachelor rule book, if you pull that out, this is fair game. Okay?
The kissing on the first dance at the wedding group date was like, it felt like a real private moment that they were just performing publicly, and it was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to watch these people fall in love. This was part of the gag
and kind of silly.
That's what you want to call it.
I mean, the steaminess it wouldn't feel good for the people watching, but I am letting you know that this is,
but you
gotta
respect
play.
It you almost have
it's
to
fair
respect
play.
It. And Joey and the Asking crew end up choosing Lexi as Mrs. Wright.
Not enough asking for my taste.
I think
on this date.
I doubt it's the last time we'll see him.
You're talking about on this season or ever?
Both.
Both, obviously. Both. They're going to be.
I mean, this I'm telling you, this is an enduring brand, these Asking
is a great brand. It's a great
Asking's
brand.
Not
I'm sorry.
Going anywhere.
I wonder if people are going to start. I wonder if there's going to be groups going forward. Alliances.
Like Big Brother.
With names that have a lasting effect on the series, because we haven't really seen this before, and it's working great. Like, all four of these people, I don't even know. I don't know two of them, I'd say. I don't
I was
know
gonna
who
say,
they...
Much greater than the sum of their
Who's
parts.
The
it's like Susan
got,
is the popular
we got
one.
Susan. April. Susan is the popular one. Then we got Kathy. She ruined the wedding. Who's the A?
April.
Nancy. I don't know who Nancy is. I know the N is for Nancy.
No, Nancy's kind of quiet, yeah.
I don't know who two of them are, but now they get to be on all these shows because they were in this alliance. If I was in the house moving forward, I'd be forming alliances. I'd be, you know, racking my brain to figure out catchy slogans and names that we can fire off when we get TV time.
You have to find a loosely associated group of people, figure out an acronym that sounds most like a word based on the first letter of your first or last names, and then you come up with a catchphrase around that. That's
you're asking for telling is brilliant. Okay.
It worked.
It worked. And here they are. This is like the third thing they bet on.
They probably have a business. They probably are a quarter owners of Askin LLC. They make money at appearances shows. Group date, nighttime. Is kissing a talent?
Hater alert, Rim. Hater alert.
That's what Edwina wants to know.
All the girls are at the group. They're mad because they didn't think of doing this. They're all mad. And jealous. Some made fools of themselves doing real talents that they don't have.
I did something
Lexi
stupid.
And Lexi showed out. Like, I played the trumpet. I can't even play the trumpet. I could have just kissed him. Well, no one told me that.
Whose fault is that, Chris?
That's your fault. That's not Lexi's fault. Don't be jealous. These are haters, Rim. Don't pay them any mind.
It should have been more about talent. And also, like, there were three
real
segments.
Talent? No one had any real talent, from what I can see.
No.
There were three segments. You don't know that you didn't see the rubric.
Yeah,
they had
you
a,
didn't
they
see
had
a rule.
Scoring rubric. They were
that might have been 25%.
Joey decided.
There were questions. There were answers. The whole walking in the casual wear thing.
There's pajamas,
a lot of. Yeah. It wasn't all talent. And some of the people arguing didn't have. Again, someone
you make the case that you should have won. Give me a break.
Someone was kneeing a basketball like it was a soccer ball, and it wasn't. So it did. I mean, someone played a trumpet and didn't know how to play a trumpet. So what are we talking about here? You're just jealous and haters.
The trumpet player, under no circumstances, was seriously considered for a win. And that's got to sting.
No, when you could have just kissed him.
Speaking of Lexi, she starts with the one-on-one time. This might be a minor controversy surrounding her. I think she's going to keep the focus on Joey. I do. I put Lexi number one, I think, after the first episode in my power rankings. I feel validated in that based on how this episode went.
You should. I little nitpicky though. Lexi says it took a lot of me.
Obviously,
for,
what
to
she
get
said
up there
was ridiculous.
Like you're the one who actually didn't do anything that was hard, or like that singing in public is something. Doing like acrobatics is something. Getting up in there and kissing him doesn't really take a lot out of you.
just
nitpicking. I'm not hating like
why
those other
I,
ladies.
Why do you think I
just that
over
sentence
that
though? Just that sentence though really tripped me up.
Yeah. Well, it's tough for me.
Really
Joey's like, I'm so proud of you.
You know, the talent part was really difficult for me. It just took a whole lot for me to get up there and do what I did. And he's like, yeah, so true. So true.
It did not. I'll say this. It did not look the first time, like the first time she's made out on stage. It was an old hat for Lexi. She said, let me go with my old bag of tricks.
You had no pressure of anything for your talent. There's no pressure at all. Okay. But I agree. She is a big winner here for this group date.
Kelsey A, one-on-one time, she expressed some discomfort with the Lexi kiss, which Joey appreciates. Thanks for letting me know. I'm not going to do anything about it. No regrets, obviously.
What do you want me to do?
I'm only the Bachelor one time. I'm not going to turn these free makeouts down. You out of your mind? No offense, Kelsey A. Thanks for sharing that with me.
Do you want to make out?
Yeah, exactly. That's what he did. Joey's good.
I wrote here, something's there with Kelsey. Just something
that's
I noticed.
That's what they're telling us.
I wrote that a few times. And then by the end of the episode, I said, is Joey just hyping up every girl, every single girl he talks to? Because it seems like he is.
Well, there is a little distinction, I think, because the next one he mentioned and talked to was Edwina. And when
he lights up when he sees her. I think he lights up. Or maybe I light up. I don't know.
I think it might be you.
I don't know who said that.
Well, here's the thing. He focused on she's a great person.
Is that a bad thing?
That's not a bad thing. She's a great person. You want to be a great person.
I think you're saying that it's a bad thing.
But when he mentions other people, he mentions the connection he has with this person. So I don't know I feel like Kelsey A, Edwina, maybe even Allison, who is also next.
Allison
are outside looking in. Yeah, Allison soccer ball. But when he talks about Lexi, or as we saw later, Jen, describing what they have together.
I think you're probably right.
I'm just making shit up. You know, who
of
knows?
Course.
Just talking
that's
about
what
this
podcast is based
that's
on.
All that's all I'm doing here. What do you have on Maria?
These guys have a little chemistry, Rim. A little back and forth. Maria keeps him on his toes, challenges him a little bit, Rim, like some of the others don't. Something to think about.
Yeah,
Maria
Joey
says, you know, I wish I would have known it was just a kissing contest. And the winner was going to be chosen.
Hell, I'd have slipped into something comfortable if we were doing that. You know me. You know I'm not afraid.
You know me. I'll do it.
If that was on the table, we'd be, who knows what we'd be doing out
Come
there.
On. I put Maria up near the top for me, at least right here.
Yeah.
Up near the top. I think I see something between those two that I don't see with a little more back and forth. I think she's... she feels more comfortable around him than other people do.
Yeah.
She feels wildly comfortable in this situation.
Almost too much so, you're implying.
Maybe so.
She's not the total, you know, the oddball edit she was given on night one.
No, like, she's not.
You know, the horror movie girl, she's going to be, you know.
Mm-mm. I'm starting to question if that's even the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
The horror movie thing.
He says, lots to unravel about Maria. And I said, wait till you meet her dad. You'll be coughing up premium nicotine for days, choking on Cubans at hometowns. You're going to embarrass yourself if you don't start preparing now.
You better start preparing your lungs, pal.
If you're thinking about taking Maria to hometowns, you got to start puffing heaters and then
and cigars.
Bump up into cigars.
Kind of work your way up.
Medina one-on-one time. Joey says, hey, Medina, you know, we don't have much going on. You want to get into the conflict storyline? You mind taking the lead on this conflict?
And she says no.
She always
she basically
says
no. I have no interest in doing this.
She says no, but then she eventually, it doesn't take, she's not a tough nut to crack.
Ask again. Well, I think Joey kind of put her in a bad spot here. She basically said she doesn't want to do this, mm-hmm. and he forced her hand.
Yeah.
And well, then she gave it up.
Said fine. She explained this, you know, Danny Almonte situation, this age controversy that has taken over Bachelor Nation.
I feel really bad for Medina. She's dragged in this for a throwaway comment that, if you remember, Rim, she immediately regretted.
That was
it
dumb.
Was one sentence. It was one sentence. And now here she is, 2 weeks later, wasting her group one-on-one time with Joey because of that comment she regretted immediately. And would have taken back if she could.
I'm with you, although there is still, she is, I think she has resigned to participating in the conflict now. She still, even though she doesn't want to be involved with
it,
and the next day.
Well,
after this, she was like, hey, by the way, I told Joey about the conflict. And then that whole argument played out.
I'm Team Medina here, Rim. No. Because then
there's no Team Medina. She's not in the game.
I understand. That's why I am Team Medina. So after this conversation, Joey goes to the group and he's distraught for no reason. And he's talking.
Well, he's been hearing things.
Well, someone brought up the bully word, which is, fucking hit the big red button on the wall. Someone said bully. Sirens are going off in the house.
Maybe.
Flashing lights going off in the house. Shut the doors. We got to get to the bottom of this.
If a term like bully becomes a buzzword on this franchise, you can bet your bottom dollar it will lose all meaning in this world within 9 to 12 months. Next season, someone is going to like chortle walking by a person telling a story. And then the person who is listening to the story is going to tell the lead that they felt bullied. And that will cause a cascade of conflict. That's what we have here.
Bully's the word.
Bully's the word.
Bully
right now
is the worst word you can say in the house.
Definitely.
Easily. It's tough.
Okay. So you're right. Joey did return to the group.
Mood's completely changed.
Never been a more needlessly serious ending to a normal group date. In between, though, back at the house, Caitlin hints at the idea that she is cursed and therefore doomed to remain single forever.
I like that storyline.
Little supernatural element, maybe.
You take her on a date later to the voodoo lady. Okay? And you break that curse.
The show would
period.
Do that. Yeah, you have to go to some sort of
to
medium.
The lady out in the forest where it's very foggy and you pump in some fake smoke.
Yeah, this is a great idea.
You and have to you break the curse. Take care of this thing supernaturally, Rim.
We actually brought your mother and all... You
we
know,
brought all the.
All your
they're
aunts,
gonna circle around you.
All your
and they're
single
gonna
aunts. Yep. Well, no, they have to be on the inside. Everybody else.
No. They're trying to break her curse. It's too late for those ladies.
This is a familiar. Oh,
those ladies are here to save her. You only can save one person at a time.
Before she turns 26. Yeah.
You got to save her first. Okay. So all the family, the women of the family who are cursed,
they put their extend their arms over
stand
her,
stand around
they say,
her in a circle.
They are giving you our.
And there's a lady shaking. a tree branch or something. You know how they shake them? With the, like with, a bell.
No doubt.
They're shaking it like a Christmas bell. They're shaking it.
Circling around.
And there's, it's on
Joey's
fire. The end is on fire.
Type stuff.
Yeah. And that's how you take care of the supernatural. I'm very interested in the story, and I hope they go the route I think they will.
Sadly, they won't. But that is obviously where they should
have. If she makes it to hometowns.
I don't think we have to worry about that.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not.
Anyway, Descartes here is Jen.
Jen.
I feel, not to toot my own horn. I ranked Jen.
Toot toot.
I don't know what noise that is. It's not a horn. I ranked Jen and I ranked Lexi. Hi.
Wow.
For seemingly no reason, from what
there's a reason. I can feel it.
You can feel it.
And I can see it.
Well, good power rankings are based on feel.
Gut.
Not logic.
Like I said, the old Moneyball scout. I tell you. Jen's got something to her. Anyway, back on the date.
Someone said bully.
That's just basically what he sits down and said.
That's
he goes,
where we're
someone
at.
Said bully.
Someone
and
said
you
bully.
Know what that means.
And huge gasp from everyone.
Everybody pencils down.
Someone said bully.
Someone said this. Maybe I'm hearing rumors and nastiness, potentially. There's alleged rumors and nastiness.
And I'm going to get to the bottom of this, okay?
But before that, Kelsey A, here's the rose.
Here's the rose, Kelsey.
Anyway, back to the bullying.
I'm going to get out of here. You guys discuss.
It was a mild huff. He left in a mild huff. He was like, man, really.
And this is
really
why I thought Medina had to say something, Rem. Someone has to speak
fair.
Up.
That's
who's
fair.
Otherwise, they're all just sitting there doing nothing. They're not going to let us leave until we discuss this. So,
we're not going anywhere.
They're not fucking. You guys can't leave that couch until you discuss who said it. So, Medina, again, not wanting to say anything ever, immediately regretting her initial statement, and since then has profusely
refused to participate.
Refused to participate in any of it.
It's funny that that comment. Like before a cocktail party started, it changed the course of Medina's life.
I think she said, yeah, it really did. If you think about
and
it
she
like
regretted
that.
It immediately. Imagine she, having I a think, moment that you the, regret. And you,
I don't even remember the comment. Was it like, I'm feeling a little old because I'm the oldest one here.
It was overly
it
dramatic
was silly.
And it was a
it
silly
was
concern.
Certainly silly. And she, have you ever said anything silly before, Rim? I say shit every
Not
week
me.
That I regret
Not
immediately.
Once. Nope. I have some stats for you. Stats and info. Rim and AB stats and info.
Mm-hmm.
Medina, 31.
Washed.
Washed. It'll be nothing to look forward to in life at that age. Lexi.
Yeah.
30.
Oh, interesting.
Maria. 29.
Wow.
Kelsey
well, I
T.
What, I think that's why Maria got involved. She was like, yeah, I'm older than some of these girls, too. It's
that's my point. That's my contention is while I... you know, Medina is free to feel that way, but I think there are plenty of other people within your immediate age range that are also free to have the opinion that that's an unreasonable concern.
Rim, I don't think she thinks that anymore. I think she immediately realized her mistake.
Well, tell Sydney. Tell Sydney that.
I don't think she... I think she was just... Have you ever just said stuff, Rim?
Nope.
You know, they...
Everything I say is considered and thoughtful.
They're in this big group. So let's just... This was weeks ago, so there's like 25 people in the room.
3 days
And they're
ago,
going
probably.
Around talking about how they're feeling, and there's and then Jesse goes, Medina, how about you? How are you feeling? And she didn't have shit. She was stuck.
She didn't have
she
anything.
Was, she had nothing.
Know,
we've all
old.
Been there in class. We've all been there in class when we get called on, we don't know the answer, we don't know what the fuck they're even talking about. Yeah. Well, that's Medina.
Okay,
she said, I don't know, I'm feeling a little old. And then she goes, oh, shit, I shouldn't have said that. This is going to be terrible.
She's,
and now, since that moment...
Time's running out for me. I would clown her, too. I'd have burst out laughing if I were in the room. You serious?
Obviously, it's very funny, but she immediately regretted it. And now it's changed her entire life. She's going to be on Paradise with a walker. That's the situation
if
we're
she's
dealing
lucky.
With.
If she's
going to be
lucky.
Walking around with a walker through the sand, which is a great gag.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's an awesome
thing. Which is a great gag. I think she'll get there. She'll get there.
So what happened here was hilarious. This is one of my favorite conflicts. I call her
Very
Medina
funny.
Tejada. Little age controversy. There was some semantics. I mean, I get where you're coming from on Medina, but she's also going, Maria, I didn't say you're a bully. I said I felt bullied. That's why, you know, we're parsing that kind of stuff here. I mean, obviously, this is all directed at Maria.
If you say someone makes you feel bullied, you are implying that they are a bully.
I just don't know if that's holding up in court, Medina.
Yeah, I agree. But she said she didn't name names, which she didn't, Rim, which is...
She didn't name names. She didn't, but Sydney will name them.
Sydney will name them with the quickness.
Sutton. Name them. Sydney will do it. She piped up real quick. Medina didn't really want to play around, so Sydney says, I felt bullied too. Now, Sydney feels bullied by Maria because Maria wanted to know who told Medina something Maria may or may not have even said and what context was surrounding the conversation.
Sydney. I believe if I'm understanding it correctly, you are accurate. Sydney felt Maria was being a little too, she asked a few too many times.
She didn't like her tone when she was wondering who said this.
She was a little too forceful in trying to figure out who said that, and that's where they felt bullied.
Yeah. Maybe it's a generational thing. It seemed like a stretch.
Maybe. I don't believe to me, that does not seem like bullying.
I don't think that crosses over into that.
Now, maybe we don't know the whole story, but the story isn't even close to bullying.
I love
you
this.
You can't ask
Sydney.
Questions of anyone. So you can say whatever you want about Maria, and then when she asks questions and you won't give her an answer, you won't give her the answers to the questions about something you said about her that makes her a bully?
It does. That's what
are you talking about? Where's this logic make sense? If anything, Maria's being bullied, and she's not either, just to be clear. No one's being bullied.
No, I wouldn't even go that far. But on the scale, she's closer to it. She's closer to...
Someone brought her up in a group in a negative way, and now they won't tell her who said what or what they said. That's closer to bullying than what she did.
I love this from Sydney. She disengages and like gets up, and she's like, you know what? I'm leaving. Now's the time. I'm not... Sydney, you didn't drive
very
here.
Funny.
You're all
very funny.
On the same bus.
She goes, I'm going to go ahead and head out if anyone wants to
going?
Join me. It's like, what are you talking
There's
about?
There's nowhere to go.
Aren't we all leaving?
We're corralled in here.
The night's over.
Are you getting an Uber?
The night's over.
Pop in the destination as Bachelor
no,
Mansion?
No, I don't
want to
ride
plan?
With you. I'm going to ride with the group. Nobody moved an inch.
Of course, she returned immediately, and that's what she said. Well, I'm done being attacked. Anything else on that?
No.
Next day, outside,
you brought up an interesting point. There isn't enough people storming out and getting their own Ubers around the city. There's really not.
They don't have phones, unfortunately. Next day, outside, Edwina vouches for Maria's character, and then Medina chats with Maria and kind of distances herself from the allegation.
I think from the moment she said it, Medina saw where this was headed and realized this was a huge mistake that is, at best, going to ruin her chances of finding love with
that.
Joey.
Yeah.
She knows that. So she's trying to get the hell out of this, but it does...
It's too late.
It can't happen. I don't think it's going to... I think it's already too late.
Yep. The moment the words left her mouth, it was too late.
It was too late. And she realized it. And since that moment, she's tried to disengage from this, but she just can't.
You're stuck in the web.
She's stuck in it. Even though I would argue at this point, it's more Sydney and Maria.
It's totally more Sydney.
That this conflict is revolving around. Maria and Medina basically agree to not
They're
talk
pals.
About this anymore.
Medina is on Team Maria.
Yes.
In this.
Yeah.
Jen 101 day, daytime. Keep your eye on Jen. Mm-hmm. Natural. Funny. Cute as a button. Says here.
Can't argue.
Not under the patootie umbrella, but a neighboring...
A button. Yeah, cute as a button.
Buttons are right next to umbrellas.
Joey's a cutie patootie. Mm-hmm. Jen's cute as a button. Those are two very, very different things.
Sound like they match up to you, though?
It does. Yeah. Cute couple.
Yeah. Kristen and Steven on the beach talking about prom. I was watching Laguna Beach here for a second. Sun going down. They surf. She's an eager learner. He's a good teacher.
These two are frolicking, Rim.
Wow.
They are frolicking on that
great
beach.
Time.
Having a blast.
Joey's talking about kids. Surfboards on top of the van. They kiss in their wetsuits as the sun sets.
Mm-hmm. The level of comfort is nice, they say. One of them says, or maybe I said. I'm losing track of who said what.
I think you both said that.
The level of comfort is nice, okay?
Jen has arrived, in my view, after this date.
I agree.
After this portion of the date.
She should be on all power rankings moving forward until... I won't say I think she's going to win. I won't say that.
Won't find me saying that.
But I would say she's a contender for hometowns, and I could see it, I guess. I could see her winning, sure.
I could see her winning.
Joey picks Jen and sends Daisy away in that limo, and that's why he was crying at the beginning.
Yeah. You had to look at your notes to remember Daisy's name. That is how not involved in this episode she was.
Yeah. Yeah.
That happens, though. That's not indicative of anything.
No. No, it's not. She was involved a little bit. She did some stuff later.
Yeah, in a baby costume. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, one-on-one date, nighttime. Jen's been in a few bad relationships in the past. Went through periods where she thought she was never going to be loved. Raised in a household, a tumultuous household, parents fighting all the time. Had to grow up at a young age. This sounds like I'm telling a story around the campfire. Just running down what Jen said.
Her parents were separated for 6 years, she said. Dad slept in the basement.
Damn, she always that's felt a tough thing to air out if you're, you know. Them's the breaks, though, when you have an estranged kid on the show. Dirty laundry.
That's a long-ass time to be in that basement.
I agree. I don't really want to drill down on it, but I've heard that amount of time, and I go, whoa.
God damn.
That's a long time. She never felt truly loved by her dad, who's not in her life anymore.
Yeah.
Sad.
Horrible. Yeah.
But
she's ready for love.
But there's hope.
She's ready for love. However.
Having said
she
that.
She might as well said however.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, I am ready for love.
That's
just to be clear.
Stuff. The broad brush bad stuff. But I look at you and I'm in. I'm in for a life of happiness. They kiss. Not much back and forth. We didn't see many Joey follow-ups. I'm sure there were some.
Mm-hmm.
But it was mostly like, oh, man. Leans in for the kiss. Anything else here, AB, before we get to the show-stopping finale of this date?
Oh, of this date. Yeah.
I mean, the unforgettable finale to this date. Took my breath away. Brought me to tears with the music and the visuals. Back at the house, just a group date card. Probably won't even put the music in. Caitlin, Autumn, Rachel, Daisy, Evelyn, Kelsey, T, Star. People forget about Star.
I forgot about Star.
And Jess.
Completely.
People forget about Jess as well, who came in like a lion and I think is on track to go out like a lamb.
No, Jess will have her day in the sun, Rim.
Well, she'll go out fighting.
But she's not going to go down fucking without a fight.
Meekly.
No way. But yeah, she's had a weak couple of episodes, but I take that as a good thing, Rim. She was on a fast track to being a villain. And now she's nowhere. She's not. Yeah. She's repositioned. Maybe she said, you know what? I actually do like Joey. Maybe I should not be a villain right now.
Yeah.
And she's going to lay low for a couple weeks and then she's going to come out fired.
Well, it'd be too late then.
No,
you're
going to
leapfrog
week.
Jen. You're going to leapfrog Daisy. You're going to leapfrog Lexi.
It's only her first date. If she has a good date, she's fine. There's a lot of people that are fine right now, Rim.
I think a lot of people are toast.
No one's leapfrogging Daisy, but you can still make a nice, you can carve out a nice spot here on this show. There's still space for some other people that you can like.
No one's leapfrogging Daisy. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Back on the date. This was basically the 08 Olympics opening ceremonies in Beijing. I think it was the same budget and amount of time they practiced for this.
This was amazing. Is the Golden Bachelor money. We are rich now. We are rich. We collectively are rich. I've said it before. I'll say it again. We got money now, and it's showing. Okay? The music. It's not music they'll usually have. I don't even know what this was.
Music brought me
what
tears.
Was this? What was going on with the lights? Something I've never seen before.
You've seen them. Those are drones.
Drones?
Yeah.
Drones are zooming around like that?
Never seen that.
I can't tell. Are you serious? Are you 100 years old? This is a very common thing now.
I've never seen that in my life.
You've never seen a drone show? Well, humiliation.
Never seen a drone show. I've never seen a drone show. Unbelievable.
Look up and around, man. Drones.
I've never seen a drone show.
Yeah. Well, shout out to the person who came up with this idea. Shout out to the person who cut the check for this idea. It's probably very cheap. It's probably cheaper than fireworks, honestly. You just put it in a computer. But this is cute. This was a great moment. They're adorable together. Jen accepts the rose. Anything else here?
Well, I've seen like the Christmas light ones. Is that the same thing?
It's the same thing. If drones are doing perfect designs in the air, if lights are perfectly in the air moving around,
drones.
It's drones. Fireworks are obsolete.
I haven't seen a drone show then. This is a little different than what I'm talking about.
There's a whole world of
I haven't seen a
rabbit
drone
holes
show
for you to go down.
Incredible. I said, wow, they got her name up there. Wow.
Yeah, whoa, a rose?
Holy
These
shit.
These are crazy fireworks.
I didn't think they were fireworks. Wow. I didn't know what they
were.
They're
just, they're standing still.
It was fucking magic in my head. It
was. Let's take a quick break.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Old Joey Sampras on the grass court. Group date daytime. He's got some friends to come along to help out on the tennis date. James Blake and Pam Shriver.
James Blake is my guy, Rim. Back when America was really fucking rocking, was really zooming along, James Blake had a fun run in some tennis tournament that I remember where America got behind the man.
Yes.
That's the only thing I know about James Blake. I don't know when it was.
Probably the U.S. Open, if I were to guess.
I remember a blue court.
You mentioned a keyword, which is American. So no majors between them, Pam or
of course
James.
Not.
They're Americans.
They're Americans. They stink.
They're not. We're not
James
sending
Blake
our best
was,
people.
It was a Cinderella story, and he didn't win. No. But America was really rocking behind him. We wanted it.
Sure. Jesse announces a doubles tournament with a twist. The twist is costumes. Just some costumes they had.
Well, Rem, we just did the pickleball thing. That was really good. Tennis is a little more boring of a sport than pickleball in this situation. Can you guys go down there to Party City and grab a bunch of these Halloween couples costumes for us? Like six couples costumes. I don't care what they are. Head down there. Here's the card. Okay.
Tennis is also, if you're bad at it, it's harder, I think. And if you're bad at it.
Yeah, for sure.
You look way worse than if you're bad at pickleball. Like, you can get away with being bad at pickleball and not looking horrible.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So this is just, you're right. That's why they got the costumes. You had to spice it up. If you're Joey, are you more interested in someone who's terrible at tennis but willing to learn so you can teach? Kind of, here's how to swing the old. Or are you looking for someone who's good already so you can pick up and start playing together?
Rim, tennis is a sport where you can't play.
No.
If you're too much better than the other person, and
I'm doubles. That's my I'm
oh,
totally
with
you
play
there.
Doubles
you,
together?
That's why I'm
Okay. Then yeah, I want a good person, but I was going to say if you're looking for someone that you're going to play against, I can't imagine anyone's on the level of Joey who was like a college tennis player. So you're not going to find anyone. I don't think you're gaining anything from this either way.
Yeah. Lobster and Butter take it down, Kelsey T and Evelyn. Mm-hmm. Most of the teams were funny in their costumes. They had funny to the camera moments. This was a fun date. I don't have a lot to say otherwise.
Yep.
The group gets along really well. Probably to the detriment of the show. That's why we're dealing with just laughably inane conflicts. Group date nighttime. The Caitlin curse. All the women in her family are single. They're relying on her to go on The Bachelor and win to break the curse. Which seems like a low odds way of trying to break this thing, but...
Yeah, but if you have a family curse that's generational, Rim,
yeah,
you're not going to break it with something...
Run-of-the-mill.
Ordinary.
No.
Going on The Bachelor probably is the best way to break this curse.
That's a fair... Yeah. Anyway, that's most of what they talked about here.
Just the curse. Yeah.
Joey spins it positively. I don't think he's going to be breaking the curse, and it didn't seem to me like Joey is convinced he'll be breaking the curse either.
I agree.
Rachel one-on-one time. Love this dress. I have that note. Kind of matching with Joey, little like shades of green. Rachel's earring got caught in a sweater.
Yeah, the main thing was the earring getting caught in the sweater for a very long time.
Rachel says Joey has qualities that remind her of her dad.
Mm-hmm. Because of how much he values women and his gentleness.
They kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey T one-on-one time.
I noted they got cozy too. Just would like that added to the notes, Rim. Rachel and him got cozy. Cozier than others.
I would put Rachel, Jen, and maybe Maria as the cozy comfort trio. People who are comfortable and cozy around Joey.
Sure.
That's a great observation. Kelsey T, not much here, but...
A little sneak tennis lesson. Sly dog Joey. We haven't kissed yet. Let me slide here and show you how to do this.
Give it a lesson. You don't want anybody to see. Daisy one-on-one time. She opens it up for questions about her implant. Now, this whole conversation was straight out of a rom-com. It felt almost scripted, and it wasn't, but it felt like he's touching it, he takes it off, he's smiling. She goes, I know it makes me different, kind of like, oh. And then he's like, no, it makes you special. And then they kiss. It's great. However. I was hoping they would expand beyond that topic in this conversation. It could have been a move the relationship forward discussion about something outside of that. But instead, it felt like an additional showcase for Daisy's thing. And I don't think that helps her case as the, rock solid winner. It feels like we're showcasing Daisy more than Daisy and Joey are like moving along. That's all. It could change next conversation they have.
Excellent point. Well said.
Do you really believe that, or are you just...
No, well said.
Well, that means a lot to me.
You don't want this to become... You want the relationship to move at the same pace as, like, everyone loves Daisy. This is becoming... Yeah.
The Daisy
Daisy's
show.
Great. I don't know that Daisy and Joey are great. I have no idea. Because this has been all about Daisy.
Like,
which I like.
Daisy's had a one-on-one. Rachel has not. I feel like Rachel and Joey are moving forward, talking about new things every time they talk.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. If next group date or next cocktail
it's
party,
about
the next conversation
date.
We
next
see.
Next date's big.
If she's like, any other questions, we're dead in the
it
water.
It can't be any more questions. It can't be.
No. Something else.
We got to move
Christmas
on.
Christmas Tree Farm. You going to run that? Tell me about that.
Yeah.
Joey offers Caitlin the group date rose. What'd you think of that?
The curse girl, right?
The curse girl.
Yeah, interesting. Wouldn't have been my choice, but I didn't see it coming.
This was like a, we'll do the curse thing now.
Oh, you think this was the curse thing? Getting rid of the curse thing.
Yeah, I think if you don't give it to her here and then you never give her a date rose, then the curse remains. Let's cool with the curse. Let's move on from the curse.
The curse is such a good move by her because not only can it set you up for a date if they're doing things right.
A lifetime, potentially.
If there's connection with Joey, there's a real chance for a date, a special date. If there is no connection with Joey, you've got it out here now.
that's something that will be on
build
paradise.
Build on it. Yeah.
You build on that.
Multiple it's paradises.
That's a brand.
The curse continues.
Multiple paradises. Who's going to break her curse? And then when she finally does break it, wow.
Oh, they'll have a paradise wedding.
This is just like what Cody Rhodes is going through right now, Rim.
Yes.
Troubles and tribulations. Okay?
It is exactly what Cody Rhodes.
That's exactly. She's got to finish her story. Caitlin has to finish her story, okay? And it's a long-ass story.
Yeah, it's going to be 3 years.
Three-year story. And we're just at the beginning
she's
of it.
The
it's
bachelorette.
Such a great move by
she
her.
She could fade from, view and come back 3 years later, be like, still single? Curse is going strong. We need to break that. The Bachelorette season 30, whatever. Break the curse.
We have to break the curse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is it. This is her story. Her finish the story.
Back at the house. Little Sydney Medina says, you know, it's at the point this bullying is out of hand, out of control. And I don't usually tattle, but enough is enough.
Well, everyone's having a great day, and Sydney has decided the connection with Joey isn't there, so let's cement my place in paradise on the beach. That's what this was.
I'll say this now. I've never kind of bought into the producer plant idea. Sydney
you
was behaving
be
in a way that was like, you were recruited to be on the show and you're in cahoots with the producers. The things she was saying were so ridiculous that I felt like you might be a plant.
She may be a plant, or she legitimately doesn't have any interest in Joey. And this is the route she's going build a storyline.
Yeah.
Either one, you could sell me on. But I can tell you one thing. She does not want to win this season any longer.
Oh, no.
Because everything she's doing is the opposite of what you do if you are trying to win a season of The Bachelor.
Someone said that later at the pool party. They're like, I'm friends with Sydney, but like, you know, she could have handled some things differently. I'm not on board with, you know, her approach.
I mean, everyone's in high spirits. There doesn't seem to be any concern from anyone except her.
No, this is the most
friendly
group ever.
She is dragging this thing on. Yeah.
After the break, things are going well. Jesse announces.
Things are going better than well, Rim.
They just kicked up a notch with that free KFC.
KFC. KFC buffet. Check this out, ladies. Joey got you a KFC buffet in there.
You ladies like greasy chicken in buckets?
While you're in swimsuits?
Put your swimsuits on and pour the honey on your chicken in biscuits. We got all the sauces you could get your hands on here.
You guys like gravy?
By the pool. You like gravy? I hope you like them extra sloppy.
Put your swimsuits on and go get the fried chicken buckets.
Everybody gets a bucket of deep fried chicken.
There's also fucking platters of mashed potatoes.
I know you ladies love mashed potatoes.
While you're in your swimsuits.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, I would
great.
Have erupted. I would have burst
obviously,
out.
Of
say
course.
Less, Jesse.
I would have eaten so much chicken.
Say less.
Make your
I'm
head
there.
Spin.
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean,
it looked
I
really good. It was the commercial chicken, too. It wasn't the real stuff they made in the restaurant. It was crisped up.
Joey would have came to me. I would be sitting on the daybed. I would have
lips
obviously
disgusting.
I would have obviously a plate heaping high with
fingers with, gross
with all sorts of shit. My fingers would be have a gloss to them, and he'd go, Alex, do you want to go talk? And I'd say, no, I smell like gravy. I can't go talk.
Well, if you don't want me
I'll
at my KFC
tomorrow.
Then you don't get me at my man. This was funny. They had like Daisy like
unlimited
fried chicken. I love
you don't like this. This is you're not about this life. None of the people
nobody's
are about
ever had
this
it.
Life.
Most
on
of
here.
Them have not eaten KFC in their lives.
KFC is the old person game at this point. Like our generation. None of these people are about that KFC life. Period.
No, they heard about it on Stranger Things. They saw it. That's all their familiarity.
Unlimited KFC. Wow.
At a
pool party.
At a pool.
That sounds like my dream day. Okay? Absolute dream.
This is
at one point, they had gone through all the stuff, and someone had brought out the platter of nuggets. It's like, you got nuggets, too? The hell?
If they... there was a period where you could rent the Bachelor Mansion on Airbnb. This is basically what we would have done in that scenario.
If I got a day at the Bachelor Mansion, I would order KFC and... just have a pool party.
Mm-hmm.
Period. That's what I'd do.
The pool party.
Well, Rem, here comes here comes Sydney on her bullshit. Is KFC day is KFC day not sacred? Is nothing sacred around these parts anymore? Mm. It's KFC day. Don't bring that drama here. We're having fun.
Sydney, one on one time. You know, I'm just not sure this was an ad. I didn't run the tape back. I should have, but I'm not sure her description, her retelling of the situation when Joey left the room was accurate. I feel like she used words that weren't said.
I wrote here,
misquoted
Sydney,
some things.
I wrote here, Sydney tells Joey mostly lies about Maria. That's what I wrote.
They
it seems like
lies.
They were mostly lies, at least from stuff that we've seen. We haven't seen any of the stuff that she was describing.
They seem like new words to me.
It seems like we're stretching what was said, adding some key words to sentences that make things seem worse than they are.
That's what I'm saying.
On KFC day of all days.
I call this a legitimately ludicrous recounting of what happened after the rape day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
She said, well, Maria instantly started attacking Medina. Bully and attack. They're just getting thrown out. They're tossing them out like candy at a parade, Smarties at a parade,
like KFC nuggets at a pool party, at a bachelor pool party. They're getting tossed around too freely.
Did Maria, this is for my own curiosity, did Maria call Sydney weird and embarrassing and dumb in that scene? I don't recall those words being
said. I don't remember
said.
That.
I don't remember.
I don't remember that. That would seems like it's something I would remember.
She might have said it, but anyway.
Maybe Joey, she said it was a weird thing to say. This is a dumb thing.
Yeah, that's
we're having
what
to
happened.
Talk about.
AB. Yeah,
maybe she said that, but that's not the same as calling someone dumb.
I agree.
This isn't like the bullying thing. Hmm. It's a little different to me.
So Joey pulls Maria. He's heard enough. He's got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
He said he heard stuff that was pretty alarming, and it was. To be fair, what he heard was alarming.
I agree.
Just what he heard wasn't real.
Well, this is the second person. So he had Medina, who kind of vaguely touched on bullying, didn't give names, and now we got the name, and we have a second person that he trusts mentioning bullying. You start to think there's a toxic atmosphere in this house.
Yeah.
If you're the lead. Can't blame Joey here.
Maria goes into her backstory of being bullied in the past, which is something I don't think she like had in her pocket or planned on coming onto the show to talk about. I think it was just a reaction to what was going on. Like, I've been bullied and that wasn't it. And I wouldn't do that to someone. That was her argument, which I found compelling.
Counterpoint, Rim, devil's advocate, which I don't believe. This is what I'm saying. I do not believe.
I want to hear the perspective regardless.
If I was in Maria's situation and I was called a bully,
this
my
is what
only recourse is to mention that I was bullied, whether that had happened or not. Who's going to prove that wrong? The only move when you have been called a bully is to then flip it and you become the victim of bullying. So I don't.
Yeah.
It didn't mean a lot to me because I think this is the only route to go. is what you have to say.
And it was. That's fair. And it is ironclad.
But it did seem genuine. It did seem genuine.
I agree.
And it's ironclad, though. There's nothing you can say about it. Back in high school, I was bullied.
Yep.
So having I know been, all about bullying. I would never bully.
Having been bullied in your life does not preclude you from behaving that way as an adult. It does not.
You can be
not
bullied.
Mutually exclusive.
You can be bullied and then bully.
Yeah. How, having said that.
You believe Maria, though.
I believe Maria.
She seemed genuine. She seemed genuine.
Joey agrees. Although there was there was one thing I didn't like from Maria here, which she makes this move like, if you like Sydney, there's no way you can like
I didn't
me.
Like that.
I didn't like that either. I would not have done that. It's possible, if you're the lead, especially, to like people of
different types of people.
Varieties. And then
absolutely.
Setting it up as her or me is risky, notably because you might get pulled into a 2-on-1. And if you're on a 2-on-1, you're not going to win the season, more than likely. So I felt that was an unnecessarily risky move by Maria.
I think we're set up for a 2-on-1 here.
I think we are too. I hope so.
But I also think higher of Maria in terms of my power rankings than I thought of most people that go into 2-on-1. So I'm interested in this.
Yeah.
I think it's a death sentence for Sydney if they go on this 2-on-1. She's already toast.
She's already toast.
That's a lopsided 2-on-1 in my eyes.
Yeah, we know that we are certain of the outcome before that 2-on-1.
Yeah.
Weeks,
but I
want to
see it. Because Sydney will be Sydney on a 2-on-1 with Maria. She's gonna be saying some outlandish shit. She's gonna be saying anything.
This is someone with nothing to lose. Sydney. She knows she's on borrowed time already.
She's got nothing to lose, and that is interesting and dangerous.
And Maria has a lot to lose because Maria is kind of a contender. Maria's a hometown contender,
and I think an interesting contestant on this show.
Totally
for the future.
I love this comment from Joey. He says, to be honest, I feel like the way Maria was talking to me was more real than how Sydney was talking to me. You don't often hear like...
No. Gut. He's following his gut.
Yeah. They're not comparing, you know, well, she said this, she said that. I believe this person because other people have corroborated that. He was just like, it just felt like Sydney was lying, more or less.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Anyway, we gotta cut this short. Joey has a lot to think about. It's been an emotional week.
This is a part of the experience that I didn't expect, says Joey.
Yeah.
I just wanted to come here, eat KFC, and make out with people. I didn't expect
all this
drama. I didn't expect this.
Loves Sydney's speech to the group after they leave.
I love that.
She just, I'm sorry. What did you want me to do? I had to say something. And the reason I had to say something is because I wanted to squash it. That was your goal, was to squash it or fan the flames? Start the fire and then fan the flames and then pour kerosene on it.
Another girl, I don't know who it was. Is Autumn still here?
Autumn is still here, yeah.
I think it was Autumn, maybe. Says, enough is enough. But it didn't really land with Sydney.
Add this word to the list of words that lose all their meaning when they become buzzwords on the show. Manipulation. Sydney made her little speech, and then Maria like said something,
and she's all of a sudden manipulating Sydney.
And Sydney goes, "See, manipulation. You see that right here? You know what I'm talking about?
Manipulation.
You're seeing this. She's manipulating me." It's like she just responded to your accusations.
See? That's all any of this has been.
It's crazy. This is one of the funniest conflicts ever. Totally meaningless.
Just to fully set out this conflict, Medina said, I feel old here. I hope that doesn't impact me on this season. Yeah, go ahead.
I have the entire conflict written out and the way you're going to describe it.
Okay,
and
go
it
ahead.
Sounds like you're going off the top of your head, and I don't want you to mess up.
Yeah, you got it written down. Go
I have
for
it written down. I spent a lot
of
time on
go
this
off the
recount.
Top of my head.
Yeah, I looked okay, like you were trying to go, and I'm like, you're going to get lost if you try that.
Yeah, it's too many twists and turns. Let me get my KFC and sit down and enjoy this story.
Listen to this. This is the conflict between Maria and Sydney. This arose because Medina made a comment about feeling insecure about her age, which she immediately regretted stating out loud. Sydney overheard a comment from Maria later about how Medina is not that old and dismissing that concern of Medina's. So Sydney told Medina people were making fun of her age. Maria was one. Maria got wind of Medina getting wind of a misconstrued version of these events. So Maria approached Medina about it, but Medina by this point didn't really care. And also she was busy setting up a pillow thing in the driveway.
She had a thing going on. I already have something going on right now.
So Maria went into the group and asked who misquoted her to Medina. And Sydney did not like how Maria was talking during that moment, how demanding she was being. And days later, Medina revived the situation under pressure from Joey on a group date, saying she felt bullied. Without mentioning Maria's name.
Is there one part missing there? Who brings it up to Joey originally? Someone brought it up to Joey.
On camera. I don't know if we saw
it on
camera.
No, I think it did last week. I think someone brought it up to Joey last week.
It was probably Sydney. It may have been Medina.
Yeah,
I don't know for sure.
I can't remember who did it.
Well, this moment caused Joey to leave this group date in fear and disgust. Immediately after which, Sydney piggybacked on Maria's opening in the post-date debrief by claiming she also felt bullied because of the way Maria went about trying to clear her name in the aftermath. That's this conflict.
That's the conflict.
Bullying, lying, manipulation, receipts, proof, timeline, all of it.
Just impressive what Sydney's doing out here. Really impressive.
Sydney and her team, whose credits roll at the end of every episode. Rose ceremony, unless you have anything else.
No. Well said.
Oh, so some overlooked group date roses, I think. Kelsey A got a group
date rose. Very overlooked. I forgot.
Exactly.
Completely forgot who had them.
Kelsey A got a group date rose, and Caitlin got a group date rose.
Mm-hmm.
Jen received a one-on-one day rose. The roses are Lexi. I call her Lexi Locke for hometowns. Leia. Kelsey T. Rachel. Medina. Daisy. Jess. Edwina, Autumn, Allison, Maria, and through gritted teeth, Allison was one of the sisters.
Sister. Yeah, yeah, she's still here. Good.
Sydney, through gritted teeth. If you go back, look at Joey. He goes, Sydney, like,
mm-hmm.
You know, if it were up to me,
I'd get rid of her. I don't believe her. I already said it to the camera. I don't trust her. I thought she was lying.
She was lying to me. In the way of a liar, yeah.
It's tough for Allison. Sister goes home. You lose all your oomph.
Yeah.
All your momentum is gone. Now you got to start over with a new thing? It's just a really
tough
situation.
Soccer ball on the knees.
It's a really tough situation she was put in.
No roses. Evelyn. Krissa. Star. Evelyn had...
was she Jean Jacket? Was that Jean Jacket?
Jean Jacket, yes. And by the way, she posted on her Instagram, that's a business for her. She makes she makes custom jackets, which now makes a lot more sense. Also makes sense for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Well then, Rim, we were making fun of her giving that jacket. She actually did it at the perfect time.
Yeah, you got to do that. You got to get that out early.
You have to do that early in case there's nothing there.
It was presented as I was bored at the house today, so I made a jean jacket of our memories.
No, obviously, she had that
she
jacket
made it
made
beforehand. She didn't have a sewing machine in the bedroom with the bunk beds.
A jacket of that quality and that detail would take weeks, Rim.
She shared the video of her making it, in fact, before filming. So there you go.
I liked Evelyn.
I think you'll see her again. She's going to wear a jean jacket on the beach.
Jean jacket on the beach,
you know,
for sure.
A lot of these people are not going to be on Paradise. We're just addicted to coming up with their intros. And I think that makes everyone seem like they'll be on Paradise, but they're not.
I mean, for God's sake, Rim, Christina Mandrell wasn't on Paradise. We said that was the lock of locks. For God's sake. Yeah. Now we've, today, named 10 people, I bet we said will for certain be on Paradise. They're not all going to be on Paradise.
Not at all, no.
The jean jacket isn't really that good a gag, to be honest.
It's gonna be Chris and Star.
The curse thing, I meant what I said then. Okay? I meant that. She will be on there and she has to break the curse, and it's gonna be a 3-year storyline.
I think Sean, the Ken doll guy, I think he'll try to break the curse and then fail. You can also do some digital stuff with a small rain cloud over her head, like a cartoon. There's a lot you can do with this curse.
Yeah, there is.
The credit scene, if you haven't seen it, was laugh out loud funny. Jesse was floating in the pool eating KFC, trying out different lines for the rose ceremony. Hilarious.
Very funny. One of the greatest to ever do it.
You know, I don't want to harp on that, but I agree. He's the best ever.
Best to ever do it.
Mailbag 773-234-7794. This week's question was, are you watching? Are you spoiled? We got a shocking number of replies to this.
Well,
great question.
AB's first rodeo asking questions.
maybe the guy knows what he's doing.
Maybe I know what I'm doing out here.
970 area code says, I'm watching and I'm unintentionally spoiled. I accidentally listened to to which
how
I say,
you
how do you accidentally
how do you accidentally listen to
the spoiler king?
The spoiler king. How?
Thank you, 970. Chelsea, originally from Minnesota, but now living in Austria, Vienna to be exact, not watching and not spoiled. Just love the recaps. Description of Cake and the Wood Chips had me rolling. Thank you, Chelsea. I suggest you watch it. It's very, that happened. She threw it in the wood chips.
I saw it on Instagram.
Someone did post that on Instagram.
I saw a good video on Instagram about it.
Interesting. What's the handle? What handle did you see?
I don't know. I don't know what our Instagram is. Roastcast podcast, maybe?
Yes, very well done. Yeah. Michelle from Dallas-Fort Worth. One, I am watching. Two, not spoiled yet.
Yet?
Actively trying to remain unspoiled.
Okay.
Thank you, Michelle. This is from 651 area code. I'm watching an unspoiled after several years of being spoiled. I hate how hard it is to stay pure. Just following some of the girls, people are writing comments on random posts like, saw the spoilers, love you girl, heart emoji. Just stop. And also, what does that mean? It's way easier for me to stay engaged when I'm unspoiled.
You have to wait until after the season to follow these people.
Yeah, people are following these people.
You can't follow them right now. No. You can't. Mm-mm. I don't care how much you love them. You can't. I won't follow Joey right now.
Oh, no, no, no.
Definitely not.
Also, 651 says, loving CCPJ, certified cutie patootie Joey, and his season so far seems way better produced than the last few snoozy seasons. I agree.
People were asking for certified cutie patootie merch, Rim, just to give you a heads up on what the streets are asking for, Rim.
My question would be...
I think you're saying yourself is a cutie patootie.
I don't want to sell Joey merch. You know what I mean?
It's not Joey. It's about yourself.
So if you wear a certified cutie patootie...
You're saying you are a certified cutie patootie and you're a Rosecast fan.
We can do that.
That's what you're... Those are the things you're saying.
We can legitimately do that. I understand the concept now. I didn't want to like make a fake Joey like...
No, it's not about Joey.
Yes, I hear
you. There's plenty of certified cutie patooties out there. Joey's just in the long list of them.
You know who I think the first certification we doled out was John Henry on Paradise.
Yeah. It might have been Ben Higgins. Ben Higgins is a certified cutie patootie. It might have been him.
Yeah. People forget he's like much younger than us, which was alarming when I discovered that 10 years ago.
He's currently younger than us?
Always
he's
been younger than us. Yeah.
Current
he's like
day?
Way younger than us.
He's always
like
been
28
younger than us
now. Yeah. Guy was being
he's not in his 30s?
Way too mature when he was the Bachelor.
He's not.
He was
he's
like
got to be in his 30s.
He is now, but.
What is he? What was he when he was on that
he
season?
He was like 25 when he was the Bachelor. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
Anyway. Ryan from LA. I'm not watching. I am now not spoiled. I was slightly spoiled until last week knowing that Daisy got a one-on-one because I was at the music festival they had their date at.
Oh, nice.
Ryan says it was a very chill stoner type crowd who barely cared that The Bachelor was there, but I did, LOL. Thank you, Ryan. Morgan from Louisiana. I'm watching this season and I'm spoiler free, but...
Rim.
Yeah.
Daisy getting a one-on-one? No. Daisy getting a one-on-one is not a spoiler. I got a spoiler for you. She's getting a second one, too. Okay?
Yeah.
That's a spoiler.
We mean... Yeah, I'm not talking necessarily week-to-week stuff. We're talking long-term finale-type stuff when we say spoilers.
Yeah. She's getting a one-on-one. So here's another spoiler. She's getting a hometown. Okay.
No doubt.
That doesn't count. That's obvious.
Morgan from Louisiana, I'm watching the season and I'm spoiler-free, but being spoiler-free really feels impossible. Nothing is safe. I was scrolling on TikTok the other day when my favorite contestant from the season popped up, which was really just the algorithm at work because I don't follow her. Per usual, I checked out the comments just to see if she was everyone else's favorite too. I exited out so fast when I realized spoilers could be hiding in the comments. Good luck on everyone else's quest to remain spoiler-free. Thank you, Morgan. Tracy from Minneapolis is spoiled.
Oh, no.
Also watching. I also listen to your podcast before I watch the show for the same reason I read spoilers. It enhances my viewing experience. Listening before watching the episode is a new one. Thank you, Tracy.
She listens to our episodes before watching the episode?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Interesting.
Yeah. Caitlin says, this is the first season I'm watching since Clayton's. I hate spoilers, but I'm pretty sure I was spoiled against my will. Unfortunately, the people I like to watch The Bachelor with love spoilers. Well, these are people you need to cut out of your life, Caitlin. I'm sure they're great people, but it's time to move on. They're dragging you down.
They're bullying you.
They're bullying and manipulating you. And purposely seek them out every season. As much as I try to avoid them online, suspicious comments on contestants while we watch the show hints to me who is going to make it far and who is not. They spoiled Tayshia's and Matt James's season for me like this, so I'm pretty sure at this point I know who wins, but I'm going to pretend that I don't. I love
being
delusional.
Let me tell you something, Rim. If I am understanding this correctly, she's watching it with people who understand that she is not spoiled and does not want to be spoiled, and they're throwing little things out there that'll spoil her.
Well, and she's seeing a lot of stuff online. Caitlin is seeing comments online under.
But
Instagram
I think she's
as well.
Talking about comments her friends that she watches it with are.
Yeah, that was implied.
Little comments.
Yeah, her scumbag friends.
It's unacceptable. Yeah. No disrespect. That's not unacceptable.
Q423 error code says, yes, I'm watching this season. I've been watching every season since Ben Higgins. And yes, unfortunately, I am spoiled by total accident, which pisses me off. A reel of current contestant was on my feed, so I watched it because I like this particular person. When I clicked to look at the comments, several people had commented, what the heck, people? Maybe looking at the comments was my fault, and I should have known better, but I think I was more so curious if other people were also liking this person. A lot of these stories are similar. Stay out of the comments. Don't go to their Instagrams.
You can't go in the comments. You can't go in the comments.
I used to look up spoilers, but the last several seasons I've tried to remain spoiler-free as long as I can. Camilla from Seattle says, watching Not Spoiled and avoided coming up on this season on episode one. And also avoiding the next week on the Bachelor section because this is a zero spoilers household. That's the way to go in my view.
Yeah.
Elizabeth says, I haven't been spoiled on this season yet, but I've come to expect it at this point. I by no means seek out spoilers, but I enjoy the occasional read of Bachelor-related content and outside drama, so naturally my feed gets tainted with spoilers. What really grinds my gears now these days is there's no warnings, no slide to the next picture. It's just snap, smack dab in your face, and once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Exactly. It's lawless, Rim.
Yeah, I know. Folks, gotta do something about this.
We have to.
Folks, it's enough. It's enough. It's not only this show, it's every reality TV / popular TV show out there. Is nothing sacred in this country anymore. And people who say, well, then don't go on social media can kick rocks. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Honestly, kick rocks.
Well, don't go in the comments.
Don't go in the comments, for real. Comments. That's real.
That's an avoidable thing.
You can't go in the comments.
No. Abby from Virginia says, I'm watching the season. I've enjoyed it thus far, and I'm really excited to see where it goes. Unspoiled, I have taken the oath, as I always do. Stay safe out there.
Hand on my heart. Unspoiled. I can still get the oath.
Someone from Houston says, definitely watching and absolutely not spoiled, hoping the ending is actually dramatic, but not holding my breath. Joey is the most attractive bachelor they've had in forever, so really enjoying the season so far and praying he doesn't disappoint us all. Also here to sign the petition for certified cutie patootie merch. We'll purchase so fast, and I'm sure I'm not alone. I'm surprised at how the certified cutie patootie has picked up steam, AB. I feel like you've said it many, many times before, and it's a sensation suddenly.
I don't know that I've had certified on the front before.
I think that adds
that takes it to another level, Rim. Yeah. It takes it to a new level. That might be new.
You can't. Nobody's just gonna wear a shirt that says "Cutie Patootie." That's me.
No, certified
is like shit.
I gotta ask questions here. Yeah. And what's that about?
Mike from Peoria, Illinois. My wife has spent time on Reddit getting spoiled, and I'm watching with no spoilers except for the next week on the Bachelor shorts at the end of each episode.
I would say you can't watch with her.
No. Or stay with her. Because she wanted to take it a step further. Just give her the papers. She is still engaged with each episode.
It would be impossible.
Because she likes Joey.
It would be impossible for her not to spoil this for you. She's going to comment something eventually that is going to spoil it. You can't watch it with her. It's going to be accidental. Mm-hmm.
But the consequences will be dire.
But they will be. So you can't. You just can't watch or talk with her about it.
Yeah. Maggie from Austin, watching Not Spoiled, also just wanted to say thanks for introducing me to the no preview lifestyle. Our household adopted it, starting with The Golden Bachelor, and it's changed the way we'll watch TV forever. It even saved this disastrous season of The Challenge, but that's for another mailbag. Patreon.com/RimandAB. I used to study the previews like they were the Zapruder film, and those things are just riddled with mini spoilers. Great for my fantasy performance. Terrible for my overall viewing experience. I may never win a sticker now, but at least I can genuinely gasp when I see that first shoe pop out of the Tahoe. Thank you, Maggie. Okay, a few other ones. Thanks to everyone who wrote in regarding spoilers. Mark in Boston said, maybe these folks on The Bachelor don't understand how good the Hercules soundtrack is. They don't, Mark. I'll tell you that right now. But I would low-key be upset if I was The Bachelor and they had Michael Bolton at a fake wedding reception. How am I going to top that? Is this a ploy to force Joey to have a Bachelor wedding so they can pay Bolton to come back for the real wedding? Also notice more Bolton songs on this episode as well. Eyes on You during the drone show.
Oh, was that Bolton? Was that Bolton?
Yeah. Mm. Thank you, Mark.
I knew it was a beautiful song. I didn't know who it was.
you know beauty when you see it or hear it. Angie from Naperville. I never thought I'd be in a position to defend Maria, but here I am. I think she absolutely made the right moves. If you hear that your name is being talked about in the house, even if it's for a dumb thing, that's a stray bullet loose in the house, and you do not want it to hit Joey. She took that bullet. It's like in Men in Black when that ball starts bouncing around there in the Men in Black headquarters, and Will Smith is messing with the ball
and
starts
bouncing around
everything. Yeah, and it's breaking all this stuff. That's what happens when your name is thrown about.
Well said.
That's a stray bullet loose in the house, and you do not want it to hit Joey. She took that bullet instead by addressing it head on with both Medina and the group. I don't think that ignoring it would have made it go away. Someone would have told Joey about it, and then he would have had to pull Maria, and she would have had to defend herself. Once you're in that position, you're never fully trusted again. Kiss of death. Also, Bahamas is great. I was stoked they got him on the show. He's a mix of folk and yacht rock. You should check him out. Makes me excited for the music on the rest of this season. It's starting off good. Thank you, Angie. Laura with the take of the week, brought to you by KFC and Golden One Credit Union. Lexi is not Sabonis. She is Harrison Barnes.
Oh.
She's in the starting lineup, but she never gets the shine the other four do, or even Monk gets off the bench. This is at least until All-Star voting is happening, a.k.a. the final six going into hometowns, and then she's going to throw down back-to-back 30-point games and say, see, I'm an All-Stars too. Thank you, Laura.
Did we say something about Sabonis? I don't remember.
I said Lexi was like Sabonis, just solid double-doubles every night, flashy, consistent, not involved in drama.
I think she's closer to... I agree with the Sabonis.
Yeah, I hate Harrison Barnes, so I don't
want to
associate
stinks.
Lexi. No offense, no offense.
No disrespect.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lexi's got a real shot here, an all-star.
Yeah. 773-234-7794. I don't hate Harrison Barnes. I just,
No, of course not.
I think he's need to trade him as a Kings guy.
Harrison Barnes is an Iowa kid, Rim.
Yeah, he is. He is.
We love the guy.
773-234-7794. What is next week's question, AB?
Well, first I'm going to read the headline, Rim. That's going to lead us to the question. An interesting article on BachelorNation.com.
Oh, that's like a government website.
The Bachelor's Jen reveals how she did the show while in physician assistant graduate program. It's a full article explaining what she had to do to go on this show. Very interesting article. I suggest reading it. And that leads us to the question, Rim. What would you give up to be on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, or Golden Bachelor? What would you give up? Would you take 2 months off work? Would you quit your job? Would you quit school for a semester? Would you do any of that? Would you do nothing to go on this show if you could?
I think that's probably going to be the likeliest. We want to hear from people who
I want you to
go on the show.
I want you to think about it the way I am, which is
you're
not thinking about your current situation. Okay. So you can't think about it like, well,
I got a meeting next Tuesday.
Yeah. I'm married. I'm obviously not going to go. I want you to think about it as if you were single.
Yeah.
And this was a life-changing experience for you. Okay. So
yes.
Think about it like that.
Don't use your current reality.
Don't use your current reality.
Just illustrate how badly you would want to go on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Creative. AB back-to-back banger. Questions. 773-234-7794. Power rankings. Dropped off my list is Jess. No longer ranked. She was 5 last week. She's gone now.
I think that's fair.
And I don't think she's going to return. Number 6 is Allison. Listen, they got along first night. She didn't get any screen time today, this week.
The sister, Philadelphia,
6. You know, hovering.
She's right there.
Number 5, Maria. If she's going to keep being involved in these storylines, it's going to be a situation where it's like, I don't think we can go to hometowns. I'm not there with you yet. We lost a lot of time talking about this drama. But still,
I think,
in the mix.
I think Joey has made his choice clear, which bodes well for Maria.
I'm assuming there will be more.
You think there's going to be more drama? Yeah, of course there is. There's going to be a 2-on-1.
Yeah.
It's not going to be great.
Number 4, Rachel. She was number 4 last week. Move forward with another conversation, a new, discussion topic at the group date. Number three, Jen. She was 7 last week, 6 the week before. Shot out of a cannon into a firm hometown spot and potential to win, I believe. Number two, Daisy. Dropped from number one last week.
Wow.
Number two, Daisy. I'm officially planting my flag in Lexi Mountain.
Lexi Mountain.
I am a strong believer that Lexi...
Are you spoiled?
Our top two. No, but I'm so confident.
Put your hand up.
Up it goes. I would never... Why would? I have before. I've lied to you about being spoiled before. As we all know.
Yeah, of course.
But I promise. I took the oath. I did the oath and everything.
You did the oath. You've never done the oath and then lied to me.
No.
That
no.
we know of.
Or like, well, you know, lied by omission, I think, like 5 or 6 seasons ago. I think I knew Clayton or Colton. Colton and back in the days before, if you want to comment on our Instagram, you have to follow the Instagram. Before I turned that on...
No place worse for spoilers than the Roastcast Nation comments.
I was getting notifications in my pocket about what, you know, it was crazy. I had to turn that off immediately. So yeah. I was spoiled after week one of Clayton's season, or Colton, excuse me.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are my power rankings. What are yours?
I got 4. Jess. I'm not giving up on her.
Bold.
I won't. Number 3, Lexi. Number 2, Maria.
Whoa.
And number 1, Daisy.
Wow.
I don't see it with Jen, Rim. I don't see it. I'm sorry.
I don't think you were watching.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. I don't see it with Jen. Something's missing. And they had the whole drone thing set up. They really... I mean, he was locked into...
Oh, I don't buy that. I mean,
it's nothing... I just didn't...
You're saying she might have gone home if they didn't have the drone investment?
Nah, that was just... That was tongue-in-cheek, Grim.
Yeah,
I didn't mean that, but I don't... I think there's a little something missing there, potentially.
You're Maria.
I didn't get the same feelings that I did on Daisy's one-on-one. That's for certain.
Well, it might have been the music. I get tricked by music at the end of movies and all sorts of places.
Of course.
Having Maria number 2 is a bold opinion, I believe. And I think I can envision a world where that's accurate.
I think he likes her.
And this, you know, getting rid of sitting
next
to
her. Just a reminder, she's caught
up
in the shit that she didn't do anything.
Yeah.
At least from what we've been shown.
Yeah, I agree.
The truth's going to come to light, Rim.
That always does. Mm-hmm. Real TV Fantasy scoring update. Episode 3, we had one dominant performance from one entrant. Rose All Day from Haley B. racked up 270 points. The next highest number was from the Heartbreak Hootenanny with 240. Congrats to Rose All Day.
Congratulations.
Send us a message on Instagram or in the mailbag and we'll get you a sticker. Meredith T has a kind of a commanding season-long lead already. 520 points. Next highest is 485.
I wonder if
so
that's
who sent...
So we're all chasing
after Meredith T.
Someone sent a message to the Facebook group. Let me find it. Pleading their innocence of being spoiled. I think I said someone was spoiled last week, obviously. Tiffany G, just throwing this out there to reassure... me, no cheating from me. It was total luck that I got second place outside of the last couple of weeks of the show. I like to remain spoiler free. My luck will probably run out next week and I will drop significantly.
You got people making public defending
their
characters in public because of your pithy throwaway everyone's a cheater comments, which we both believe to our core.
I believe them to be true. Those aren't throwaway comments at all. Another Facebook comment I wanted to get to while I'm in here. Emily went to the group date.
Oh, the tennis one?
She went to the tennis date. She listed a good and the bad from the day, Rim. Good, I had such a great day and hopefully got some good camera time right behind the referee and mascot. The bad, they also had at least 2 buses of paid extras. The one next to me doesn't watch the show and tried to get extra camera time and blocked me with a boring Joey's is number one yellow sign that she was given.
Selfish.
I don't even know who Joey is, in quotes. Wow. Paid
Get
extras.
Out of here.
Emily stays at these group dates. Keep going, please.
Yeah. No spoilers.
No spoilers.
She couldn't provide spoilers. I think they had to sign an NDA, she said.
Oh, almost forgot to mention. Next week, there are two episodes on Monday and Tuesday. So for Real TV Fantasy players, you'll want to set your lineup before both episodes individually. So there's going to be a short window after Monday's scoring is complete in the mid-afternoon to set your lineup before Tuesday's. So keep that in mind. All right, that's all we have. February, Refer a Friend Month.
Wow.
Tag us in a story or tag a friend in the comments of any of our posts for the month of February. I will be checking for duplicate entries. Although I guess we could allow duplicate entries. Why would we want to cap how many people?
Why would you want to cap the duplicate entries?
No.
There's no...
No fucking cap.
No cap.
No cap, as we often say. That's one thing we say frequently. No cap, folks. Many entries as you want. I'm going to have a fucking crazy spreadsheet by the end of this.
Just a reminder, referrals are this show's lifeblood.
True. It's true. It's been that way for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's all we have. Thank you for listening. Talk to you later.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.